Jeremy Hess is the Economic Development Director in the Greater Burlington Partnership. He's been with us several times. I said he's been here so frequently, we should make him a regular, host. To heck with being a guest, but enough of that. The Flint Ridge Business Park, we were talking about that just before we went on. The good news is it's pretty well full, and you've had a great deal of success in filling it up.
Yeah, you bet. Flint Ridge Business Park was started back in the early 90s, I think 1992, and that was a great vision by our city fathers and those who are investing in our communities, about 300 acres, and over the course of those years, it has filled up to the point now where we have really less than 40 acres left, probably space for one large maybe industrial user. There's a number of small half-acre sites and so forth, but that presents a challenge. What are we going to do in the future? Where do we seek to expand and to grow if that business park is filled up? And so the challenge then becomes, of course, land that maybe is outside of on the edge of town or whatever that has become very, very expensive, as has infrastructure. So if you look at maybe locating another 300-acre business park somewhere on the edge of town, it's tens of millions of dollars to get infrastructure there, not to mention the cost of land and so forth. So I believe that the 300-acre business park, you know, the second one or another one is probably unlikely. So we have to do something to get ready for the future and have capacity to expand. So that's what we're here talking about this morning, is a great little site that has been sitting vacant, somewhat unused, pretty rough. And we're talking about the old Raider Precast, the old IPC site out in West Burlington,
which was scheduled to become the one of the recplex, or the, I guess what they called it, the turf facility. They were going to convert that before the bubble became the key word here, from the Greater Burlington Partnership, but the fundraising drive was there to try and, I guess what, make it an indoor recplex, but that is not going to happen. So that means that space is open for what? Redevelopment, right?
You betcha. Let's talk a little bit about the building. The building is a 45,000 square foot cement structure. So it's concrete walls, ceiling. It's an industrial building for sure. When the IPC folks left there, they left in a hurry, kind of cut things out of the wall and took off. So it's got to have some loving to get back up to shape. But it is a great building. It's got 42-foot high ceilings. So from an industrial standpoint, it's really it really looks like a great building that could be used again. Not to mention, there's about 36 acres out there all around it that has been, over the course of time, just brush has grown up. They kind of had some old cement slabs and manholes and all kinds of things. They just kind of threw them around out there. Kind of an eyesore, but that is good industrial ground. Infrastructure's there. We got water. We got sewer. The vision there is to make those into parcels that are developable for medium-sized facilities that can come in and take something that has been a minimal tax base and expand that and find a place for people to put investment right here back in the Greater Burlington area.
Well, in real estate, they say location, location, location are the three main words, but also is basically its front yard or front door appeal. And I guess what, a building like that, you were talking about some of the things that are a little bit less than good looking. Do you dress those up? How do you market those? And what do you need to do to market them?
Well, that building, like I said, is going to need some cleanup. That whole site has been somewhat of an eyesore for many years. Most people don't probably know where this is. This is over by Southeast Iowa Regional Planning on Gear Avenue. So it's kind of nestled back in the way, which is good for industrial purposes. That's a good thing to not have right along Main Street, of course, but that ground's going to need some clearing. We're going to have somebody come out there and do some concrete crunching, for lack of a better word. They'll take some of those old concrete frames and forms that are laying around and crunch those up. It just definitely needs to get cleaned up, flattened out, so that you can actually see what you have. Right now it looks more like a game preserve than it does industrial ground.
All right, so you dress it up, you make it, I guess, amenable for a business to be coming in and hopefully to be able to move into there. Would that be considered what, your number one on the priority list or the best opportunity you have right now, that building?
Well, it is an opportunity. I mean, there are still sites, of course, left at Flint Ridge. There's other industrial ground around. But like I said earlier, we have to have a vision for the future. So these things don't happen real quickly. We've got to go through a preliminary plat process, and we have to talk with our partners in Burlington and West Burlington about roads and public roads and access into there. So these things don't happen quickly.
Exactly.
We
that
have
was,
to get yeah. going on those so that a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, we have inventory. And when I say inventory, companies that are looking to locate, if you don't have any ground that they can pursue right away, you're behind the eight ball already, because other communities have that.
It would seem that not only space that would be workable or usable right now, obviously transportation issues are going to be a key. You need to be able to get in and out, and you need to have the type of transportation infrastructure that will already be in place. But I guess you also need to, don't you also have to have anticipate the need for expansion, too, as well, right?
Sure. So having some land around. So, for example, we're listing that building, that old Raider precast building now, with 10 acres around it. And so there's room to park trucks or place things outside and so forth. But when you talk about transportation, that site is served by a rail spur from Burlington Northern. So there's a rail spur there. It's 1 mile from Highway 34. It's about 6 miles from Highway 61. So it is positioned in a good place for access to transportation, getting things in and out of there, and so forth. So those are all key factors that a potential investor is going to look at.
All right. Sure. Well, that what are there any other sites that are jumping out or that stand out as opportunities in your mind right now?
Well, sure. We've got there. And again, remember, economic development, our goal is two things. Number one is to do everything we can to help create high-paying, good jobs. So jobs is number one. Growing the tax base is number two. So anytime we can do that in ground that's not been used. So, for example, we do have a 15-acre lot that's out there by the ethanol plant out in West Burlington along Beaverdale Road. I think you're just going to see going forward that we'll have 10 acres here, 30 acres there, 6 acres over here in this part of town instead of the 300-acre mega business park. Those things, I don't want to say they're a thing of the past because anything can happen, but they're awful expensive.
Okay, so if a prospective business is coming to you and they're saying, hey, we're looking to build or possibly move into the area, what do you got for us? What's the next question for you? What do you need?
Sure. I mean, there's a always a list of questions that I'll ask right away. You're looking for a green space. You want to build yourself. You're looking for available buildings that can be moved into. What's your ceiling heights? That's always a big question. What do you need for highway access? And then, you know, the more information that we get from the prospective company, then we begin to tailor a list of available sites that we have. And so, again, the key is to have those available sites of differing sizes, places, structures, no structures. You just got to have some kind of an inventory to be able to present somebody coming in so that you have a chance to get in the game.
All right. Well, we've got the Big Muddy Cup 2 years in a row. We got second the third year. So what do you need to do to retain or to get that back in the fourth year?
Well, obviously, for the Big Muddy Cup, it's all about projects. Getting those companies, and usually, to be honest with you, you know, we had the Silgan come in with a $150 million investment. I mean, those things just put you on the map. They're once in a kind of a decade sometimes event. Most of the things that we can do to position ourselves to, yeah, it's great to win a big Muddy Cup, but what's more important is to see that our local existing companies have the business environment to be able to expand. 80% of growth comes from the folks who are already here.
Okay.
So being able to help them overcome hurdles and barriers, that's the key.
All right. Well, there's some good news and also possibilities of good news always in the horizon. And again, Jeremy Hess, the Economic Development Director, Greater Burlington Partnership. And again, the process, how long of a process is it typically for somebody who makes an inquiry or you make an invitation to a business? How long of a process does it usually take, I guess, from somebody saying, hey, we're interested or we're interested in taking a look at what you got? From that day to actually having a business?
Well, I would say that the fastest it could possibly happen would be a year, and I think that's probably an extreme case. Most of the time, it's a dabble. You get a bite at something. You sit around, you kind of wait, you hassle them for 3 months to get a response. It just takes time. So probably 2 years is maybe an average, maybe a little bit longer than that. It doesn't happen quickly.
All right. It is the whole process. Jeremy Hess, thank you so much for dropping by.
My pleasure. Have a great day.